WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This Wednesday night, ABC presents the latest edition of The Koppel Report, Ted Koppel's primetime documentary specials. It's called Sex in the Soviet Union.
You know by now that the Soviet Union is a nation in turmoil, perhaps even on the brink of collapse. We've seen and heard it for years now. But to understand it, it helps to focus on the personal, sometimes even the intimate lives of the Soviet people. This is a program about political, economic, and moral problems as seen through the prism of sex in the Soviet Union.
TV critic David Bianculli says Koppel is one of the few people in network news who could promise a view through a prism of sex without getting ridiculed.
If, say, Deborah Norville, Connie Chung, or even Dan Rather promised to look at something through a sexual prism, critics would be gassing up their chainsaws to rip the program apart. But Ted Koppel, with 10 years on Nightline, has built up the kind of credibility Walter Cronkite had in the 60s. And with his occasional Koppel Report specials, Koppel is doing his part to keep the one-hour network documentary from becoming an extinct species. Koppel's primetime specials demonstrate an impressive and sometimes astounding understanding of foreign cultures. Koppel doesn't just report headlines on these specials. He digs deeply beneath the surface, pointing to the reasons for change, the ways in which changes take place, and, most important, what those changes might mean. In Sex in the Soviet Union, Koppel obliterates the American stereotype of Soviet sexuality. Remember those Wendy's ads of overweight Russian fashion models hulking down the runway in their drab swimwear and evening wear? Well, forget it. Soviet television is now so loose that it can show things that Koppel can't, like, for example, a woman fitting her nude boyfriend with a condom on primetime TV. Koppel interviews a person who's becoming a star on Leningrad TV by imitating Marilyn Monroe, and the star is a guy, a female impersonator. Koppel also shows concert footage of a rock group called Metal Corrosion, whose onstage act makes Madonna's latest video look like a public service announcement. As the men sing, the women dancers next to them do a striptease act for the frenzied fans. Hey, now that I think about it, I want their MTV. But some of the stuff Koppel shows in Sex in the Soviet Union is shocking not because it's risque, but because it's so sad. Young women turning to prostitution in amazing numbers because it's the best available line of work. One hospital in which 27 babies contracted AIDS because needles are so scarce, they're repeatedly reused. Governmental harassment of homosexuality and a widespread ignorance of AIDS. Koppel visits with the Soviet Union's first diagnosed AIDS patient, who explains his plight and the country's very quietly and sadly.
People are very cruel, and they don't like homosexuals. Living among so many difficulties and troubles and problems, they don't want any more problem. And AIDS is another problem, believe me.
It's another good, thoughtful special from Koppel, and one that once again has anticipated recent headlines. The Soviet culture minister has just established a commission to study the side effects of sexual freedom and, quote, protect public morality. I'd recommend to the commission the same thing I'll recommend to you. Watch Koppel's special.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.